Oh, I always get so excited when he texts me. What does he want? Are you almost ready? When will you be here? Silly moron. Is he so horny that he'd rather see a girl on Christmas instead of spending time with his family? Ew. I'll go. Just because I don't want him to be moping around and missing me all day. Not like I have anything to do either. So, anyway, I hope I look cute enough for him. Does this dress show my figure off enough? It sure is form-fitting. If it were any tighter, it would be too provocative. I hope I don't look like a total slut without a bra like this. I should buy a strapless one soon, though. I would look too desperate if I just wore this dress, though. I need to put a jacket over it or something. Just how cold is it outside? Let me open the window. Oh gosh. Yeah, guess I better wear something warm over my dress. My nipples are hard and sensitive now. Darn it. It feels nice whenever they're hard. It's so embarrassing. I feel like. I need to pleasure myself now. No. I'm already late. I need to hurry up and leave. Okay. I think this jacket is fine. I hope the dress doesn't look too slutty. Oh, he might realize how desperate I am. Wanting to look like a slut for him and all. Whatever. It's too late to change now. I guess I just won't take the jacket off. Oh, God. I shouldn't have worn such a skimpy dress. Even with my jacket on, I'm still freezing cold. I guess I shouldn't make wardrobe decisions when I'm thinking about him. It makes me horny. I hate that idiot impairing my cognitive abilities like that. Almost by your school. That means I'm halfway there. Huh? Oh wow. The pond really froze over? I wonder. It is pretty cold out. It's below freezing. I bet I could stand on it. I won't go too far. I'll just stand up. That. At least no one saw. I guess the ice wasn't thick enough after all. Oh man, my jacket's soaking wet now. I better take it off. At least my dress is only a little bit wet. I'm sure the wind will dried up in no time. I'm going to look like a total whore coming to his family gathering in such a tiny dress. Not to mention how visible my nipples are through it. It'll be embarrassing if he sees how hard they are. Finally here. Thank God. I wouldn't want his whole family seeing me like this. Just open it already, dumbass. I know I look weird. I can explain. Basically, when I was walking over here, I saw the... Huh? My lips are blue. Well, it's snowing outside, you dimwit. Look, my fingers are losing color too. Sure, I'll come inside, you idiot. Why didn't you ask me earlier? I should be completely... fine now. Anyway, as I was saying earlier, I saw the pond by our school froze over, and I sorta... You better not laugh at me, you dimwit. I thought the ice was thick enough to step on, and I fell in. Yeah, I'm okay, dummy. Of course I'm okay. Just look at me. Healthy as a ho- Yeah, I guess I could use a blanket. If you insist. Hmm? On the couch? Okay then, let's sit. This blanket is a lifesaver. No! I didn't smell this blanket because it's yours. I just like smelly blankets, okay? Is that so weird? You ask weird questions. My dress? What about my dress? You can really see my nipples poking out in them? I knew a perverted guy like you would notice them. It's because I'm cold, okay? And not for any other reason. To be honest, I didn't wear a bra because I didn't have a strapless one. I wore this dress because I thought I should look nice for your Christmas gathering. I didn't think it would look so slutty on me, though. Look, I really didn't, okay? I don't dress to please you. In that way. I thought I would be able to endure the cold with the jacket that I brought. But even that left me cold. Then it got all wet, and I had to walk over here just in this. You really like how it fits on me? Thanks, I guess. Also, you can't speak of this to anyone. Got it. Everyone's gonna think I'm a big wuss if they find out how weak I get in the cold. Sometimes, I even don't bring a jacket to school because I want everyone to know I don't need one. But I'm actually really cold quite often. And also, thanks for inviting me here, I guess. This is a comfy little room. Why did no one want to eat in here? Yeah, I guess it is pretty small. It's comfy, though. I mean it. Just the two of us. You know, so no other idiot creates any ruckus. Yeah, that's it. People can be such idiots, including you sometimes. So is all your family here? Like aunts, uncles, cousins, stuff like that? I see. You have family you don't see often over to visit, but you still decide to hang out with me instead? Why's that? Are you feeling extra horny or something? Ew! Don't answer that! I was just joking! Why are you looking at me like that? Do I got something on my face or what? My lips are still blue? Well, why are you staring at them for so long, you creep? Just one glance should have gotten the job done, you pervert. But since you already noticed, what do you think I should do to alleviate them? I think maybe some warm water should... Get off me. Your tongue. You're disgusting. I hate you. You moron! You can't just keep kissing me all the time like that. Boys are gross. I think my lips are still a little cold, though, so maybe we should kiss for longer. At least until my lips are finally okay. You know, so I don't get sick.
Warm. Soft. Warm. Tasty.
When you were on top of me, it made me feel warmer. I felt good. You're going to bring some hot chocolate from the kitchen for us? You could have just gotten me hot chocolate this whole time instead of pressing your nasty boy lips on me like that. Go on then. Hot chocolate actually sounds really nice right now.
This one's mine? Okay. It's really thick. So thick. Feels good to swallow it and feel it travel down my throat. But I didn't mean for it to sound like that. Anyway, whenever I make hot chocolate, it always comes out really watery. Why is a stupid boy like you good at cooking? Guess I'll have to come over some other time so you can teach me how to make hot chocolate like this. I couldn't get enough of that. Sorry you had to hear that and see me act like that. And sorry I gulped it all up before you did. It was just really sweet and warm. You're good at making hot chocolate. What's the deal now, idiot? I can't open up to you about anything without you always laughing at me or something.
You sure do have a staring problem. Oh, I have some chocolate left on my lips. Got any napkins around here? Gosh, you're so gross. You gotta stop finding any excuse to kiss me. Okay? Really? I mean it. I just get embarrassed easily, okay? Thanks for cleaning my lips, I guess. Now that we're both done with our hot chocolate, can we get under the blanket together? I figured if we both huddle together, then I wouldn't be so cold. I swear it's nothing weird. I just like being warm and cuddly. You feel great. I'm talking about your body heat, dummy. What else did you think I was talking about? You never stop being gross, do you? I was not talking about your thingy. I was talking about your body temperature. Thank you for keeping me warm, though. I guess I wouldn't need your stupid help if I hadn't walked on the pond like that. You know, idiot, I know you like to always be right because I usually am, but thank you for having my back when I get myself into stupid situations like this one today. And like when I thought I was brave enough for that haunted house. Can you cuddle me closer, please? I'm still slightly cold. Thank you.
That's for being so nice to me, even though I give you a hard time. And don't overthink it. Dummy.